Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There's something called the MAMA in town right now. I think that's what it's called. Is that what it stands for?
Yeah.
MAMA, what is that?
Medical Alert Monitoring Association.
In our studio right now is Sambit Mishra. Is that Mishra?
Yes, that's correct.
Sambit Mishra. You are the guy, so the Medical Alert Monitoring Association is having a conference in town.
Yes, it's an industry conference for Medical Alert.
And so just talk a little bit about what that. What is that?
Sure. So it's really about best practices in the industry from a lot of the players who've been in the industry for many years. This is an industry that's 40 years old. And so technology has evolved. Market needs have evolved. You have a massive aging population. So I think it's a lot of best practices around how we serve that population.
And the idea is that if I had a medical alert, if my mom or dad had a medical alert and something happened to them, they hit a button and then somebody's notified.
Yes, that's one way that someone can get access to help. There's a number of ways now with new technology. People are talking about voice-activated services, other services that, you know, where we as consumers are becoming more familiar with. I think that we want to bring this also to this population that has a lot of complex
needs. Oh, I see. So I could push a button, or I could, like Siri, make it voice activated, say, Siri, I need help, or something like that.
Absolutely. So I think that one of the things that we talk about is that balance and trade-off between, you know, that utility and also the usability for people who are most in need.
It's got to be as simple as possible.
Absolutely.
Both for a senior and a person in some kind of crisis here.
Absolutely. For the caregiver, because you really have two stakeholders most of the time. It's the caregiver, who could be the adult child, and then their parent, often their parent.
Is there some resistance? I'm 58. My parents are in their late 80s and 90. They're independent. I don't know that they would want something like this. Maybe I haven't asked them. But I'm wondering, to what degree are people resistant to the technology?
Absolutely. I think that the key thing is that it's not just about age. In fact, age is just one factor that contributes to people's necessity for this type of service. What we find more often is it's the condition of the user, the member. So if they have had a fall recently, they're much more amenable. If they are recently widowed, this obviously contributes to whether they'd feel
safer.
What
if I'm younger and able-bodied, but for some reason I've been injured? So now I live alone, but I'm in a wheelchair now.
Yeah,
it would be good to have it even if I'm 25 years old, just in case I got in a jam.
Yeah, we actually have users as young as 18, so it depends on disability oftentimes and also just kind of the needs that they have.
Because I do commercials for you guys. Your company is QMedic.
Yes, our company is QMedic.
QMedicHealth.com. And I'll be transparent about this. You know my story. I tell it in the commercials. A friend of mine came to visit his dad. He's like 90. His dad was laying on the floor in the kitchen. He said he just walked in to check on his dad, and his dad's lying there. He'd been there for, I don't know, a couple, three, 4 hours. He said, what are you doing? He said, well, it's that classic, I fell and I can't get up. He fell and he couldn't get up, and he was okay. But it was kind of, I'm going to guess, embarrassing and painful, and right then and there they go, well, if you'd had a button you could have pushed or a voice you could have activated, I would have come and got you. What if I didn't show up? You know, how would you have rectified this situation? So then my friend says, okay, so now you can imagine what it is. He goes online and probably searches medical alert companies, and he's clicking around, doing his homework. He found your company, and he went with you guys.
Yeah.
And that's why I called you guys. I said, we should tell this story on the radio because not only is my friend pretty thorough, I trust him, the price was sure attractive to him.
Yeah.
And the technology, he said, worked.
Well, that's great. We always appreciate the testimonials from people who are actually using the service or people who know people who are using the service. And I think that's really what we're all about, is this kind of combination of simplicity, providing additional connectivity and proactivity, and then just kind of the affordability of these services.
So how does your device work? Because he I think, has a watch on, or a wristband?
Yeah, so you can have a wristband or a neck pendant. Both are waterproof, can be worn in the shower and
bath.
So
you're using press, you're not using voice activation?
No, we're not currently using voice activation. We're looking at that technology, and I think that what we found is that there are usability issues around voice technology, even for younger consumers, about having having to have an activation word like Alexa. When someone's in distress, their first thought may not be to say, hey, Alexa, do something for me. So I think that there is going to be that transition. But
or you say help and it starts to play the Beatles. You go, no, in this case. Okay, so then when I push a button with your device, what happens?
Absolutely. So when you push the button, it connects with a call center, a 24/7 call center, which is set up to dispatch emergency services.
So then local. I have a speaker somewhere in the house?
Yeah, so the speaker is over a base station. There's a microphone and a speaker. It's very sensitive.
So when I push that, a voice comes on and says, what's up?
Yeah, they'll say, do you need help? And then if you need help, they'll dispatch local emergency services in your area.
If you're able to, you would then say, I'm bleeding, quick, get the ambulance here, or no, this is stupid, I slipped and I'm in a weird position, could you just send my neighbor over or something like that?
Absolutely. So you can call friends and family before dispatching emergency
services. They've got the phone numbers in advance when you set it up.
Yes.
What if I'm in the garage or the yard?
So it does work. Our service has 1,000 feet of range, so it works in and outside of the home, in the front and backyard.
Are there microphones then?
No. So obviously you wouldn't be able to communicate directly if you're outside the home, but if you don't answer, they will dispatch if they try your phone and they
don't
reach
you. But if you're in the
home,
you go, hey, I've fallen or I'm hurt. And
yes.
Then you'll have a spontaneous live conversation with the person.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and there are different configurations for services outside the home as well. So if you wanted to, there are GPS type devices as well that work for outdoors.
Well, didn't you say that so... If I got that for my grandparents, say, or my parents, whatever, they're wearing this, that tracks their movement too?
Yes. So we actually track movement and sleep only at the discretion of the user. So if the user doesn't want that, obviously they wouldn't have to have that. But the reason for that is that actually can inform safety. So if somebody's not moving or they haven't woken up, those can be triggers for activating, a call to a family member, maybe not emergency services.
So if I'm the adult child, I go online, click, 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 hit my password. Now I'm connected to mom or dad with their permission, and I can see it's 11 a.m. They haven't got out of bed yet. I would know that.
Yeah, so there's a dashboard that family members can access and look at this information. And that's at the discretion of the user and the family.
I call them up and go, hey, mom, why aren't you out of bed yet? She goes, oh, I just slept late. Or then it gives me information.
Absolutely. So we kind of leave that to the discretion of the family because there is that tension between the user and the family member.
Is this kind of connectivity a big deal in your industry right now?
Absolutely. I think that this is where we see the future of the smart home is to provide.
It seems a little invasive.
Yeah, I think that that's where we always leave this to the discretion of the user, and it's really only to inform safety decisions, not to kind of, track everything that you do.
Technology is amazing, isn't it? I mean, just think, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 30 years ago, we didn't have this.
Yeah, and that's actually when the industry began. So a lot of the competitors that we talk to and the partners in our industry, they've been in the business for 40-some years. And that was when there wasn't software to really inform these decisions. Now, you can really use software to inform a lot of more intelligent decisions around people's care.
So where are you guys?
So we're based in Boston. We have a nationwide footprint. And so we're right now trying to expand. But I think really as we expand, the thing we really care about is making sure we service every individual user to the best that we can. So we really do care that you get the care you need when you need it.
What's the dashboard service that you get in some General Motors cars, right? And if there's an accident, a voice comes on in a real time.
Yeah, the OnStar.
OnStar. My sister-in-law was in a crash and was knocked briefly unconscious, as I recall. The story goes something like this. But as she's coming to, or what wakes her is the voice coming out of her car going, Becky, are you okay? And she goes, well, what happened? And I just thought, oh my God, this is so fantastic that the call centers, I think in Detroit, she was in Colorado or Kansas or somewhere, but she's having a spontaneous real-time conversation. And she said, yeah, I need some help. And then here come the ambulances. Maybe her cell phone was handy. Maybe she didn't have her cell phone, but that dashboard, sir, it reminds me of the technology that you guys have available.
Absolutely. And I think the more ubiquitous you can make it, whether it's the car or the home, I think that for a certain demographic, this is very important. It's an issue of life and death. So
your company's called QMedic. The bunch of folks here in town meeting about this, talking about this? Are you giving a presentation or anything?
So I'm actually more consuming information here. I was also, just coming out to Chicago and enjoying the scenery. It's a beautiful time here. So
nice town, isn't
it? Yeah, you guys have a nice view here.
Yeah, so, isn't this great?
Yeah. So
okay, so your company is Q-Medic. We do the commercial. Oh, one last thing. So I say in the commercial, it's $25 or $30 a month. Is that right?
Yeah, so it's...
I hope so, because I've been saying that in the commercial.
It's $30 a month. If you buy annual, it's $300. And so, those are the kind of straightforward pricing, no contracts.
But you can go $25 too?
Yeah, well, so the annual, if you convert that to monthly, it's $25 a month, but you just pay it up front.
But you could do a month by month too, right?
Yeah, and that's $30 a month.
So for a little more. So if you want to try it out, you're not sure, maybe you do that, and then you want to sign an annual contract, you can do that too.
Yeah, and so everything comes back with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So.
Yeah. Well, good for you guys. I'm happy that this industry exists. You know, as like I said a minute ago, a person who's 58, a lot of my friends are 58, a lot of their parents could, use a service like this, yours or somebody else's. But I think we live in fortunate time that this kind of technology exists,
Well, yeah, no, I mean, it's an exciting time in the industry. And we really think that there's a lot more that we can do for seniors.
So. Well, if my buddy is an advocate, and he is. He's one of these no-nonsense guys. There's no frills. So when he makes a decision, he's one of those people that is a decider for some of us. If Mick says this, then I think, okay, I'm going to do that. And after he did his homework, he said, have you heard about Q-Medic? Their website is QMedicHealth.com. They're in town this week. Nice to meet you in person. Thanks for coming by the studio.
Thanks for having me, John.
And good luck to you guys.